K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, different location. Well, not different location, same location, different spot. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here coming at you. We're going to make a pit stop here real quick. To K-State wins basketball here, but yep. A lot going on, obviously. There's going to be plenty of time over summer to do a deeper dive on this, obviously. The NIL, D1, College Board of Athletics, or Associates of Athletics, or whatever. D1 made a decision today made a little adjustment on the NIL, and that probably made an impact with decision with Anton Davis' decision to stay put at Detroit. Of course, K-State was in pursuit of pursuing him, Jerome Tang, the coaching staff. And this was well kept on a down low. And that's a rarity nowadays with social media and, you know, sources breaking out too early and whatnot. So good for that young man to just keep everything away from all that, from the presses and everything. Just keep it on down low. That's probably the best way to go there. So I can dig that. I can do that as well. So he is Detroit's leading scorer. He came in there, came to the transfer portal. This what should have happened with Nigel Pack, and then of course, yeah, you know what happened there. He signed this ludicrous, this big time deal with Life Wallet, and then he made a decision to go to Miami, where of course Angel Rodriguez. So this is not the first time that we've seen a former K-State basketball player, point guard, transfer to the University of Miami. Nigel Pack did the same thing, but in a different platform with the whole NIL deal coming into full fruition there. Nigel Pack decided, hey, let's take the money and let's go down, relocate down south where Miami just coming off that Elite Eight run. There, so Anton Davis, who I mentioned on this podcast, the Pro Bunch of Podcast Daily, either last week or the week before, and again, all the dailies are in the old archives now, wherever you listen to the podcast, the Pro Project Podcast. So good for that young man there, and I've not seen one play of Davis, so that's big for them. On the flip side, K-State women's basketball. Rachel Ranky, the forgotten one, kind of the first-ish recruits for Jeff Minnie. Well, of course, she was injured all last year, sat out all last year, and the rise of this group, this freshman trio group that we're talking about, that I've been talking about all year long. Well, now they're going to be sophomores, talking about Serena Sundell, the Glenn Twins, that, my friend, Rachel Ranky made a decision. I believe it was today or over the weekend that she's already there. Speaking of the state of Florida, again, another former K-State basketball player, Rachel Ranky, UCF Golden Knights. So she'll be playing her final basketball down there. Briley Glenn and Jalen Glenn, by the way, if you want to know the names of the Glenn twins, Glenn sisters, whatever you want to call them throughout. Who came to K-State last year, obviously. So, and made a big impact for this year, including a part of that big NCAA run this year, getting to the second round. So, speaking of them, Briley and Jalen Glenn, Serena Sundell, and the junior, Taylor Lauterbach, will be a part of the K-State women's basketball four-player contingent in the 2022 Red Bull USA Basketball three-time Nationals at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Massachusetts. Actually, because this coming weekend, actually. So this is a good time to plug that in there a little bit. This has been out for a little while. This is kind of getting thrown under the rug with what's going on with the men's basketball program right now. But yeah, these four will be representing K-State, and they played here. Excuse me, at this tournament last year and had a good showing here. So they got the sophomore trio now and Taylor Lauterbach as well. So this is going to be pretty fun keeping up with them this weekend. So along with me going to Kansas City for the races at Kansas Speedway this weekend as well. So an action-packed weekend for K-State and yours truly, really. Mother May is really action-packed, really, from the word go. So I'm looking forward to it, going out there to KC for the races this weekend. Obviously, NASCAR coming off of Tripleheader weekend out in South Carolina, Darlington Raceway there. So I can go more for the contest, but that's for my other podcast that I do, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, of those NASCAR fans out there who are part of K-State Nation. So there's that as well. A little bit more detail a little later on. Maybe later on this week we'll share a little bit more info, and I'm pretty sure that will come out here closer to the tournament being played on Friday morning. So there's that as well. We'll have more information on that on the Purple Project podcast. So yeah, I just wanted to summarize that up. Obviously, I'll have to read what to understand a little bit what took place today with the NIL and all this other stuff. Man, the game has definitely changed with this whole deal and all whatnot, and college athletes finally, you know, getting what they're worth and whatnot and all that other stuff. I grew up in the old school era and not too long ago. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. I have to do a little deeper digging. Obviously, I'm pretty sure this is not the last time we'll bring this up. Keelan Valentine brought it up in our discussion with him on the recent editions of the Purple Project podcast, weekly editions. You can find that also on that as we knock on the door of episode 100 of the Purple Project podcast, which, by the way, episode 98 is out wherever you get your podcast as well. So a little bit around the horn, what's been going on around K-State Athletics here the last couple of days and today, for that matter. So a lot going down today with the NIL, highlighting that decision as well. Again, I only know the simple details right now. I can't get into that right now as well. Jerome Tang was one of the K-State personnel that threw out the first pitch over the weekend against KU. Again, that's out actually right now. That deal was just posted today, so definitely go check that out, as well as K-State battle back and end up taking the series away from the Kansas Jayhawks right there at Toyn Family Stadium. They'll be right back at Toyn Family Stadium again for the final series of the 2022 campaign at home. They still got four more games away. That includes the non-con game against Virginia Tech. The Purple Project podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to wrap things up on this Around the Table edition of the Purple Project podcast, daily edition. Stay tuned for more. You want more K-State content around the corner besides baseball and football? Well, obviously, you know we're going to cover that as well. But if you want more coverage outside of all that, Purple Project Podcast is the place to do it. Make sure you are subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.